Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. Today is Friday the 6th of October 2023. This is the first Friday of this month, and it is a day that our Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad to be here this morning at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We just don't take it for granted. We are grateful for the opportunity because we know there are some who went to sleep last night just like we did, and they did not wake up. And we are here, and it is not by might, it is not by power, but by His Spirit, by His grace, His sufficient grace that we are here this morning. So we are grateful to lift up the name of the Lord. We are grateful to stand on the gap and intercede for those who cannot intercede for themselves for this time, and encourage each other, for iron sharpens iron. So we are excited to come and pray a prayer of agreement. There is power in agreement, for a three cord is stronger than a single cord. And we do know that it's not just ourselves. We have the backup of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Trinity is on our side. And if God is before us, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win if God is on our side? So let us be in agreement this morning and just to thank God and be in prayer of agreement. Good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you, excuse me, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing, Father. We are glad to be in this day. We are ready. We are ready to receive all what you have installed for us today. We are ready, Father, yes, for you to order our steps, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Elohim. Yes, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God. You are the Lord God Almighty, the powerful God, yes, the strong one, yes, the almighty one, Jehovah. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we honor you this morning. Yes, for you are a good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. In the mighty name of Jesus, the creator of heaven and earth, you are the life that we live, Lord. You are the air that we breathe. For in you, Father God, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, yes, we lift up our hearts to you, Father. We lift up our heads and our eyes to the hills, Lord, because we know that's where our help comes from. Our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. The earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you. The one who has the whole world in the palm of his hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the one who protects and shields us, that our feet will not be moved, Father. They will not sleep. You keep us, Father. The one who keeps Israel, who neither slumber nor sleep. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Heavenly Father. So we pray this morning, if there is anything, Father, anything we have done that is not pleasing to you, whether by thoughts or deeds, Father, whether by negligence or thereof, Lord, we just pray, Father God, that you forgive us. You are a forgiving God, that all our sins be thrown into the sea of forgetfulness, that you will remember them no more in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your mercy, Father, because you do not deal with us according to our shortcomings, but according to your unfailing love, Father, according to your compassionate heart, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you blot away all our transgressions. In the name of Jesus, even unforgiveness, Father, we pray that you give us a forgiving heart. If anyone has offended us and done us wrong, Father, that we will not hold them hostage in our hearts, but we let them go. In the mighty name of Jesus, we learn from you, who is a forgiving Father, yes, that you cleanse us this morning, cleanse us with your hair soap, and wash us clean, that will be whiter than snow, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, do not hide your face from us, Father. Do not withhold your Holy Spirit from us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you create in us this morning a pure heart, a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for restoring to us the joy of your salvation, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, Father God, we feel your presence this morning, your anointing that breaks the yoke. We thank you, Father. We honor you as we come with confidence before you, Lord, this morning, because we know when we ask anything according to your will, you will hear us. And when you hear us, Father, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have what we ask from you. We thank you, Father, for increasing our faith, because we'll have it by faith, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we speak those things that are not as though they are. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we do not live and operate according to this, to the natural, according to this land, but we operate according to your principles, Father, with thy faith, Father. Yes, in the name of Jesus and your word, we believe your word, because your word will not return to you void, but it accomplishes what you have assigned it to do, in the name of Jesus. So this morning, Father, we decree and declare and that we are healed. If there is anyone among us who is not feeling well, yes, we believe your report, regardless of what the report of the enemy has said, the report of the doctors have said, whatever the manipulation the enemy might try to do in our minds, we believe your report. When your report say we are healed, we are healed, because that's what your word says. But Lord Jesus, you were wounded for all our transgressions. Yes, you were bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. By your stripes we are healed, in the name of Jesus. So we decree and declare, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, every member, every tissue, every organ, yes, to line up with your word. I thank you, Father God, for you are our healer with the blood of Jesus that does not cease its power. The blood
blood of Jesus that does not expire. Yes, it healed then, it's healing now, and it will heal tomorrow. For you are a miracle-working God. What the practitioners, yes, the specialists, the doctors, the nurses, what medication cannot handle, but the blood of Jesus can handle. So I thank you, God, for your healing power to heal all manner of diseases. It can be mental, it can be emotional, it can be physical, or even spiritual, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even our relationships, Father, our finances, Father God, you heal all manner, all areas of our lives. I thank you, Father, for healing is the bread of the children. So we are receiving the bread of healing this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Yes, because there is nothing impossible with you. You even parted the Red Sea when the children of Israel were crossing from Egypt and going to the promised land in the mighty name of Jesus. On their way, you were their provider, and you are still the provider. You provide for us. So you provided manna, yes, from heaven, the bread that was baked and cooked in heaven, and you gave it to them fresh every morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And you gave them a meat, Father, in the evening, during the day, for them to eat fresh meat. They didn't have to put them in a refrigerator or store them anywhere, because it was fresh. You daily provided for them, and you are still our provider, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, because you are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. Yes, we trust you. We depend on you. We call on the name of the Lord, who is our strong tower. And when we call on to you, Father, we are safe. When we run to you, Father, we are safe. We hide ourselves under the blood of Jesus. Yes, where the devil can do us no harm. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for restoring families back to you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, restoring sons back to their fathers and daughters to their mothers and families that have been scattered and broken in different shapes and sizes. We just pray, Father God, because there is nothing impossible with you. You are a God of restoration. Restore, Father, restore the relation back, restore the love back, restore the caring back in the mighty name of Jesus. And the fathers becoming the priests of their own households, leading their families in the things of God. I thank you, Father God, husbands loving their wives as Christ loves the church in the mighty name of Jesus, and wives submitting to their own husbands. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we do know that submission is very easy when you are loved. Yes, I thank you, Father God, and children obeying their parents, because this is a command with a promise, so they can live long regardless of what the situation is, but to respecting their parents and honoring their parents, and the parents not to provoke their own children. So I thank you, Father God, for wisdom in our homes. Give us wisdom, Father. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name. Yes, I thank you, Father God, so you restore the home so that we will be strong again. And when we have a strong home, we have a strong neighborhood, which becomes a strong community and a strong city, a strong state, and it will spill over and flow over. Yes, to the to even to the White House, to the whole community, to the nation, Father, the nations, Lord, to the whole world, So I pray, Father God, that the stronger the home is, the stronger the leaders we produce, Father. We pray, Father God, for this chaos that is going on in our leadership right now, all the way from the executive branch, and it's spilling over to the local community. So we pray, Father God, as we believe and trust your word, as we stand on the gap, Father, claiming your word, that if my people, your word says, that when we humble ourselves and call on your name, Father, and pray and seek your face and turn away from our wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven and you will forgive our sins and heal our land. So we stand on the gap, Father, with humble hearts. Forgive us, Lord. We cry out, Lord. Yes, our nation needs some restoration. Our nation needs some forgiveness of sins, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is nothing impossible with you. You can put it back together, Father. Yes, we pray right now from the executive branch, the office of the president and the vice president and their cabinet, Father. Yes, the legislative branch, the Senate and the House of Representatives, the House of Representatives that is scattered right now, that is out of order right now, as they are where I pray, Father God, that men and women come to their senses, that they will have an encounter with you when they come back, they do what is right. In the mighty name of Jesus, the judicial branch, Father, the Supreme Court and the lower courts and our Congress, that they come with rules and regulations, even policies and procedures that are good for the betterment of the people. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, not only these United States, Father, we stand for every nation, every country, Father. I stand for Zimbabwe right now. It is experiencing the same chaos. Yes, they are, and I just pray, Father God, not only Zimbabwe, all these countries in continent Africa, in Asia, in Europe. I just pray, Father God, even all the way there to Russia and China and every nation, Father, South America, Lord. I just pray, Father God, because you have the whole world in your hands, Father. We pray for order. We pray for compassion. We pray for kindness in people, Father, in humankind. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I come against the spirit of manipulation and control and power. People are power hungry. We come against it in the name of Jesus. The only who we have to have power over is the enemy, who is the devil, whom we have to command to be under our feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, not another human being. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, for the restoration of our countries, our nations, Father, as we seek you this morning with all our hearts and worship you, Father, because the time is now and the hour is now that those who worship you should worship you in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, because Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning, for there is no any other God but you, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Alpha and the Omega. I pray, Father God, that you give us wisdom as we navigate through this streets of life. You are the giver of wisdom, as your word reminds us that you say, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask, and you give without withholding. You don't hold back. So we ask you, Father, to give us the wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. We just thank God this morning for being here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance. This circle of friends, and today is the first Friday of the month, and happy new month, everybody. I am expecting big from God this month, because our God does not take us backwards. We move forward with him, so we move from glory to glory. If last month was the best month for you, I am believing and declaring that this month will even be better to overtake last month in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And today is our day 3 of prayer and fasting, corporate prayer and fasting together, doing the same thing at the same time. That's what we are doing. You are not limited to just fast for these 3 days throughout the month. You can fast wherever the Holy Spirit leads you. This is just a designated time, the time we have set aside together to do the same thing at the same time. And our theme this month is to rekindle, to reignite that power of prayer and fasting. And we had several scriptures. If anyone did not get the message and the list of those scriptures, reach out to Pastor Darlene and she will be gladly to give them to you. So, and I also want to encourage you, if you have missed any of these days, we have been encouraged, and I mean, this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, I mean, every hour we are moving from glory to glory. He is not taking us backwards. We are having an awesome time and a word of encouragement, word of God. And I mean, it's just awesome. I will encourage you to go back there and listen in whatever day you have missed. You will not be disappointed. It will be well invested time to listen in. So as we were praying, I mean, after we received the scriptures regarding our prayer and fast this month, I did read them. I don't have a list with me right here. I had put them on my computer, but my computer is not cooperating with me at this particular time. I would have given them to you. But anyways, earlier, you can reach out even to one of the members. Someone definitely will give you those scriptures. But it is encouraging us about prayer and fasting. So I read my scriptures ahead of time, and as we started our prayer, the Holy Spirit was ministering to me to go back to my praise. I had kind of lacked since I came back from home. I haven't been praising as I have been, or as I should, or put my shout, my dance, and my worship back. And the Holy Spirit just revived me and rekindled me to get back into that mode of praise and worship. Wake up and put your shout, your dance, and even at night before you sleep, wherever, whenever the time permits you, to just praise God. And so I invested a few, some time earlier this week, and I will share with you some of the things as we offer sacrifice of praise unto our God, as we also revive our praise and worship. It's not just the prayer and fasting. We have to meet it with praise and worshiping God as we make it, you know, our praise and worship a step further, you know, before our God. And if we, you know, praise and worship is, I'm going to calm down as I talk. Sometimes I get so excited and I will be all over the place, but I've been praying. Even last night I asked the Lord, I said, the Lord, can you calm me down so that I can convey the, you know, when I get that message, it was so sweet. It felt so good. And I am praying that God will help me as I share with you this message. It's sort of on a teaching side, but I know we already know these things. Majority of us is encouraging each other, for iron sharpens iron. And that praise and worship, it is a sacrifice. A sacrifice is a gift that declares that God is worthy to be praised. And most of the time when you sacrifice something, there is a cost that goes with it. There is an effort that you need to do. Sometimes it hurts. When you sacrifice, sometimes it hurts. But we do know that there was an ultimate sacrifice that cost our Heavenly Father everything. That cost Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, his life. But we know that, yes, he was crucified and was buried. And on the third day, he rose again. And now he's alive because he lives. We can face tomorrow. But he had to go through those steps and go through that so that we can be here where we are. And as I was going through, I found out that even if you don't know, someone can say, oh, I don't know. You know, after I pray, you know, day one, day two, by day three, I really don't know what to say. What will I be praising? I have said everything that can be said. But I will encourage you that as we, even in our prayers or in everything, we believe the word. You can use the word to praise God. We thank God for his word. And when you go in your Bible, right at the center of your Bible, there is the book of Psalms. There are several Psalms, different, that can be, you know, the psalmist wrote. It can, put together, you know, this collection of songs and prayers and you know, just pouring out the heart. And you can personalize those. And I found myself, I opened my Bible and I'm pacing up and down in my room, and I'm reading it out loud. When you start, it feels a little bit like awkward. It feels like, it's nothing. But as you keep on going, by the time you hit minute three, minute five, you are into it. It becomes really personal, and you will be praising God. You just read it out loud. Read the word and put your name where there is a name where it fits, and just make it personal. If you say, okay, I have run out of words, I don't even know how to praise or to worship him, what do I do? Just go to the book of Psalms. And in the book of Psalms, the psalmist, you can see that, it just is so powerful. It's dynamic. It will change you. Trust me. I know it. I am a living testimony. When you go in there, just it doesn't matter what situation you are in. It doesn't matter what you are going through. And we thank God this time we have the World Wide Web. You can go on your phone. You can go on your computer, your laptop, and just Google and just to say where in the Bible it talks about finances. It talks about healing or whatever it is. And it will help, you know, it will help you to narrow down the scriptures you need to concentrate on based on your situation. That includes even praising our Lord, worshiping our Lord in song and in psalm. Because praising God, it helps us to recognize who God is and appreciate him and express his greatness. You know, it magnifies our awareness of who our God is, we express him. It's like our spiritual union with the Most High God. And we can get it in praise as we praise and worship God. Because our Lord, he inhabits in the praises of his people. That's where God lives. That's where he stays in praise. And even in music, have you noticed that music is so sweet, even the worldly music, even if music with foreign language? I listen to music from other countries, just see the rhythm, the smoothness of the voice. I don't understand what those words are, but it just is soothes you. It just, it does something. Just to imagine what it does to our Father. And I am just reminded of the story, if you remember your Bible, the story of Lucifer. He was one of the archangels. He was the leader of praise and worship in heaven. He was leading worship. The Bible, he had seven voices coming out of him. At the same time, he has instruments coming out of him, worshiping God. Have you recognized how powerful music is? That's why even the secular music, it draws people. When they have concerts, people fill up. Even if the performer performs for an hour or 2 hours, people pay hundreds, some thousands of dollars just to go to these, to just be partakers of whoever is singing, who has a concert coming up. So we as the children of God, we as Christians, we have to worship our Father. We have to praise him and tell him how good he is. And I mean, I am not a musician, but I love music. When I'm working, I either have my headphones on and I have music on the background. If I am around the house, I prefer putting the music than turning on the TV. I just like having music on the background. And sometimes I hear the song the first time, I don't know what they are saying, and they can say a word or a phrase that catches my attention, and then I start listening. Mostly it will be the instruments that draw me to a music. And some people who have gone to the school of music or who are aware of music, they understand what I'm talking about, especially if you know what you are listening at. I bet you enjoy it even more. So that's what our God in loves, because he inhabits in the praises of his people. So regardless, no matter what circumstances we are in, you are in, Psalms, the book of Psalms has a corresponding word that can help you share your heart with God. And even for forgiveness, you have done something that is bothering you and you want God to forgive you, and you just like, I have asked it, but I don't think it's enough. If you go in the book of Psalms, you will find a scripture, there's a chapter, a book that talks about that particular situation you are in. So as we praise God, we create an open communication between ourselves and our Heavenly Father. And also, praise is a weapon. It is a spiritual weapon, a spiritual warfare weapon. It is a very powerful weapon, especially for us as believers, to use this weapon of worshiping God. And it is a good weapon because it confuses the enemy. When the enemy comes and attacks us, or attack you and I, and he will be expecting us to react in a negative way. He will be expecting us to be frustrated, to be yelling and screaming and scolding and everything else. But when we tend to worship, when we tend to praising God, worshiping him, it confuses the enemy. I am reminded of the story I read I think a week or maybe earlier this week or a week ago in the book of Second Chronicles. Write that scripture down and you go read that story. Second Chronicles chapter 20. It should be somewhere at the bottom. That's when you get the meat of it. This is maybe 18, 20 or somewhere down there. But just to read this whole chapter 20, you will hear the story of Jehoshaphat and his army. They had all these other armies coming against them. And the Bible says Jehoshaphat went and inquired of the Lord because he didn't know how he is going to defeat all these other armies. I think there were 6 or 8 other kings, other armies coming to fight with him. And he went, he inquired of the Lord. And when he came back, he ordered the people, the worshippers, to go in front. And they start worshiping God, praising God. And then the army was behind. When you continue reading this story, I'm just paraphrasing. It says that these armies, the ones who were coming against him, there was just some kind of commotion and disorder among themselves. So one army against another army, they started killing each other. And before you know it, they slaughtered each other. They would finish each other. They finished. So God fought his battle, Jehoshaphat and his army's battle for him. He fought for them. And the same with our God. He fights our battles, those we know and those we do not know. What we need to do, we do not have to focus on what is against us. We do not, because there is no need to. The Bible says, if God is before us, who can be against us? We really don't care, like what Pastor Darlene always say. We really don't care who is against us, because greater is he who is in us than he who is against us. And we are more than conquerors. We are victorious. They come to fight with us. We are already winners before we even go to the battlefield. Before we even get started, we are already winners. So we worship God, we remind God, we tell him how awesome, how he is fighting our battles, because he is an army all by himself. He can fight anything and everything. But we got to praise him, we got to remind him. So we commit ourselves to focus on him and praising God and take comfort in his promises. How can we do this? We have to invest. It just brings us back to invest time in the word. We have to read the word. We have to know the word so that we can use the word as we praise him. And the more we do it, the more you open the book of Psalms, and it will become second nature. And it doesn't matter even if you repeat it 10, 20 times. We pray and pray and praise and praise and praise some more. And keep on praising God, because that's where he inhabits. Like what I said, regardless of what you are going through, because you confuse the enemy, he is expecting you to react in a certain way. But now you are reacting in a way of praise. Now he is confused. He doesn't know what to do, because you just caught him by off guard. He's like, I was expecting her to go off, because last time she did it. She went off. She lost her mind. But now look what she's doing. She's praising God, or he's praising God. We were expecting him to go off, to lose his cool. But now he got his cool together. He's praising God. And it surely does confuse the enemy. And everything will start settling down. So let's confuse the enemy when he tried to attack us, whether we are battling temptation, whether we are battling pressures of life, such as sickness in our bodies, such as discouragement from family members, discouragement from friends, discouragement even at work, people whom you expect to do good to you. Now, excuse me, we are heading towards the end of the year, this last quarter. People are having like assessment at work. You are being rated, and sometimes you think your boss or your supervisor or whoever is your rater is going to do good with you, and then they give you a negative rating. During this time, it's the time to praise God, to worship God, to tell, you know, remind the word of God that says promotion does not come from east or west. It doesn't come from north or south, but promotion comes from God. So regardless of what your rater is saying, as long as you are doing your job, you are honest, you are putting your best, it doesn't matter. God will reward you. He will promote you. He is able to do anything and everything that man cannot do. Let's do the unexpected when people are expecting us to do the normal, the common things, and we do the unexpected, and that will confuse the devil. That will confuse the nation. I remember at one point when we were given, they call them the pink slip, just to let you know that your contract is being terminated, is going to be terminated, it's not going to be renewed. You know, you will be out of work or you are free to go look for another job. And this young man came to me and he said, oh, you in the meeting, you didn't seem like you were surprised. You look like you already knew this is what is coming or this is what is going to happen. And I had to remind him and I shared with him, you know, about whom I believe in. I didn't know whether he was a Christian or not. But after that, that's before I even came to join the government at that time. But I was working outside the government when I was working. I believe it was McDonald and Bedford, I think. That was the engineering firm I was working for. But anyways, to cut the long story short, when the enemy throw something to us, he is expecting us to go off because he is expecting certain results. He wants to put us down. But if we turn it around and start praising God and go in the Word and start reading His Word, the Word of God, according to that situation and reading it out loud and playing music and it confuses him. I always reach out to my family members. We have a family group where we message. It's a WhatsApp group for the family. And you can tell what a person is going through by their status. When they start posting, you know, things, you can tell, oh, these days they are not feeling well. And the other day, not too long ago, I saw one of the family members put a message, a status, you know, saying, oh, if my mom was here, oh, no, I think she said, oh, mom, if you were here, I really have someone, I really needed to talk to you. And I'm like, your mom died like 23 years ago. What are you talking about? Mom, are you here? I want to talk to you. You know, she is gone. You know, I mean, that's what I was thinking, but I didn't say it that way. I just reached out and I say, you know, I'm here. Do you need to talk? Is everything okay? And at first she said, everything is fine. And I just prayed, you know, I didn't pray out loud, but I just prayed and I said, you are in my prayers. And I prayed. 2 days later, my phone rang and there she is. She poured out her heart what was going on. So sometimes when we as Christians, we are each other's keeper, we got to be watching alert and we can sense and see that there is something wrong. And we as Christians, when the enemy tries to fight us, we don't have to change our status for nothing. We don't have to change it for the devil to go to share with the whole world that he is attacking us. No, that's when we pump up and put the volume, and as the young people say, put the what, you know, to put the volume up of praising God, you know, on whatever the situation is. So we gotta offer this sacrifice of praise continually, offering the sacrifice of praise unto our God. I'm going to give you a few scriptures. You write them down, and then we will open up for acknowledging who is here and also for us to praise God. So like Hebrews chapter 13, verses 13 to 15. And we give thanks unto the Lord throughout all circumstances. That is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. And also Deuteronomy. They are not in any order. They are just said as they came to me. And even in our suffering, we praise God. We also praise God in our abundance. And we are reminded in Deuteronomy 6, verse 12, where the word of God is reminding us that we're even in our blessing, in our abundance. Let's take care that we do not forget the Lord, you know, who has brought us. He was reminding the children of Israel that he brought you from the land of Egypt, from the house of slavery, and now you are in the promised land. You still have to praise God. So in our abundance, we don't just praise God because we are going through the storms of life. We also praise God in our abundance, in when things are going well, we still praise God. As David says in Psalm 119, that's another good one. Psalm 119, I believe it's way, way out, verse 164, I can't remember the very verse. Just to read the Psalm 119. There is a verse where he says, seven times a day I praise you, O God, because of your righteous. You are a righteous judge. You are a good God. I just praise you seven times a day. We don't have to keep a tally how many times we praise God. When you do it one day, 2 days, before you know it, it becomes second nature. When you drop something, you know, some people have a tendency of cursing and saying vulgar words when they drop something, have an accident or whatever. But you start saying, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, because it becomes part of you. So you can surpass seven times in a day. But here the psalmist is saying he can praise God at least seven times in a day and telling the wonders of the Lord. So we can praise God that way. And I gave you Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 6. There is also Deuteronomy 8, verses 11 and 14, where it reminds us not to forget, you know, let's not forget the Lord our God. And we do not forget to observe his laws and his decrees, you know, on daily basis. And Psalm 50, verse 23, that we honor our God. You know, he's blameless. He saves us. And the last one will be Ephesians 5, verses 15 to 20, that we need to be careful how we live. Even the world is watching us. They are looking at us, and we need to take and make the most opportunity to make the most of every opportunity, you know. So let us not be foolish, and let us not lose our focus, and we can praise God. Actually, on Ephesians, I believe that when he talks about not for us also to be drunk with wine, but to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you know, that we will be speaking to each other in psalms and hymns and songs and in the Spirit, and have music, you know, just to have it soothes you. even if you have a wandering spirit and whatever, when you just get a good worship song, I like, if you haven't gone there where the sister shared with us last week, to go, I think it's called Throne House. They can share with us again when they get a chance. And I have played it. I put it on my playlist on my phone. And, I mean, it just soothes you. It just puts you in another atmosphere. And when it was playing, I heard a voice that was familiar, and I went and I came on my computer and I pulled it there in Nashville. And I found out it's one of my friends' son, Brian Mira, is part of that team. And I used to babysit that young man when he was young, when I was in Oklahoma, way back in the 90s, you know, mid-90s, because he's the same age as my son. And we used to take turns, his mother, Constance, and I, to, you know, babysit each other's, you know, children when you are going to work. So I really praise God for going there, and I reached out to the mother, and she's like, yeah, that's where he is. You didn't know. And she even told me he was on American The Voice show, and he was on the top 10 or whatever. So we reached out, and just by sharing. So whatever you share here, when we share with each other, it does not go lost. It helps someone. Some of us, we might not come and say it out loud, but it will be good to say it out loud. So whatever the Lord puts on your heart, don't hold back. Share it, and I am just thankful for this body, this community. Pastor Darlene, she does not hold back. She does not control, but she just let the Holy Spirit flow. I mean, we have to flow with the Spirit. We don't want to bring confusion when you share, but that was really good because it helped me to rekindle with my old lost friend. So at this particular time, I'm windling away. We need to get back to praising our God. Let's praise him in whatever way you want, whether with a song, whether with a shout, with a dance, or you kneel down, you lift up your hands, or you read a psalm out loud, let the lines are open, let's just praise our God, because he inhabits.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise your name.
Hallelujah,
praise
you, God.
Thank you, Master. Yes, the King of Glory.
Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.